On warm days, lots of Chicago teenagers like to head downtown, especially if they have nothing else to do. They're trying to find their place in Chicago, but there are times when things get out of hand. Like last April, when hundreds of teens showed up in the Loop and 31 got arrested. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigot explores why kids are drawn to downtown and how things sometimes go wrong.
Remember where you used to hang out as a teenager? Heading to the malls or downtown Chicago have long been popular, and things aren't so different today. Teens like to go to
the beach,
yeah,
or the museum.
The Bean, that's where you're going.
Navy Pier.
Water Tower is definitely a teen spot if you're looking to meet new people.
Some teens are into fashion too.
It's really interesting to go down there and see what we can't afford and what we want to save up to.
Sometimes teens can go out with just a few friends, but other times, large groups of teens show up at the same time. And when that happens, it can lead to trouble. Like it did in April, when hundreds of black teens gathered in the Loop. That incident led to outrage on all sides. Some who thought teens were racially profiled, and others who were shocked by what they saw in the news. But it mostly left people wondering, how did all those teens know to go downtown at once? The answer is something called trends, meetups organized at a moment's notice on social media. Colorful flyers, clearly made by teens, appear on Facebook or Twitter, inviting others to meet up at a beach, a park, or water tower.
Yeah. That's my thing. Yeah. I'll be at trends all summer.
Sierra is on her way to Michigan Avenue with her friends on a recent summer day. They get invited to these meetups often. Those flyers usually have the word trend at the top. Weather information, handshaking emojis, and warnings in caps saying, no fighting. These invites spread like wildfire, easily and quickly drawing crowds of hundreds, and they're especially popular among black teens. Sierra recently got one.
It says, trend, trend, trend. We're at North Avenue Beach. It says, no dusties, get there July 9th, 2:30 until, and then BYOW and BYOB.
Bring your own weed and bring your own bottle. There is no contact name or number. The meetups run the gamut. A birthday bash, a meetup at a movie theater, an invitation to feed the homeless downtown, or a water balloon fight at a local park. A group of about 10 teens that calls itself Positive Trends organizes some of these events. But Sierra's friends say, despite all the fun, conflict can break out quickly.
Every time it's a trend, it's a problem. Every time it's a trend, somebody gets hurt.
Somebody arrested.
But, yeah. But the thing about a trend is that's what like all your friends link it, and that's what like all the music is. You find your new song.
It's too many people in one area.
They say teens show up to the trend invites because in their south and west side neighborhoods, there's little for them to do.
Like we had a YMCA, but
that's it. They say they have public parks in their neighborhoods, but they're mostly in bad condition.
There's usually like vandalism over the swings, over the slides. There's usually broken material.
Glass,
yeah, there's trash. There's a lot of people soliciting. Doesn't look like the place where you would send your kids and be like, okay, yeah, you can chill here.
So they head downtown, but that's getting more complicated.
They put in place these restrictions now, so it's kind of hard to enjoy the setting and enjoy the time in the city.
Andrew Taylor is 17. He lives in the Chatham neighborhood on the south side. He's talking about restrictions in malls and movie theaters for teens under 18. For example,
after 4 p.m., you have to be 18 or older on Friday and Saturday night in order to enter the Water Tower.
Water Tower's management says it implemented these new policies to eliminate disruptive behavior by unsupervised teens. Other places like Navy Pier, Chicago Ridge Mall, and North Riverside Mall have similar restrictions. The trend events are teens' own way of coming together, but they can't control what happens each time. Like in April, when about 500 teens showed up to the Loop after a flyer went out. News reports say some teens got into fights and intimidated pedestrians, but it's unclear what happened that evening. Some teens were chased by police officers, others were on the floor getting handcuffed. Bystanders watched and recorded videos. 31 got arrested, most of them charged with disorderly conduct. Taji Gaines, a youth mentor on the South Side, says he understands why hundreds of teens showed up like that.
It's not hard to get 400 or 500 youth, especially when they don't have jobs.
They don't have nothing to do. That's shameful on the city of Chicago.
Not only don't they have jobs, there aren't that many stores, malls, or teen spots where many of them live, he says. Basketball tournaments are great, but that's not all teens want to do in the summer. That April Trend flyer warned kids not to show up causing trouble or stealing. But Gaines says it doesn't take many kids to derail something that starts off as positive.
80 to 85 to maybe 90% of these children actually went down there to do what the flyer says. Just come together and have a good time. You do have 10%. They don't have cable in the house. They don't have food in the house. They don't have nobody they can go talk to. So, yeah, y'all finna go downtown and have a good time. I'm gonna come down there and do just the opposite.
Teens weren't the only ones who got a Trends flyer before the Loop incident. Police saw it too. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said they were ready for the teens to show up.
We knew those kids were coming down there, so the police department, I can tell you, we were staffed. It was no accident that we had that large presence down there. Social media drives a lot of that type of activity, and you know, so we just have to do a better job of monitoring that.
It's not just the police paying attention. Community members watch for these flyers too and alert the department online when they see one. One person identified by WBEC takes it upon herself to find these flyers online and then tags the police on Twitter. She wouldn't agree to an interview. This kind of police monitoring concerns civil rights groups because it raises questions about teens' First Amendment rights. Karen Shilley is with ACLU of Illinois.
But when the government starts gathering information about people based on speech that isn't connected to criminal activity, that raises red flags.
It's hard to know how often police monitor social media, but Shilley says the department needs to, at the very least, be transparent about it.
That's a very serious thing. It needs to be contained, reviewed, documented, and evaluated by the department.
Shilley and other advocates ask, why is the city's reaction to these teen gatherings a police response? This spring, when police got a hold of another flyer for a Trend meetup at Rainbow Beach, police officers were deployed there the same day. News reports say the beach was closed down that Sunday. And advocates say the city missed an opportunity to transform that situation into something fun and positive. Now teens are left wondering, is there really a place for them in their city? Andrew, the kid from Chatham on the south side, says Water Tower and just about every other mall seems to be threatened by his presence. He feels it.
Coming downtown and even going into a store being looked at the wrong way. I'm not stealing. I'm not being a thief. I'm not lying. I haven't broke anything. I'm not vandalizing.
Andrew says that feeling of being judged is frustrating, and that's why teens sometimes act out.
You get a real pushback from the youth, okay, and that's why you see a lot of youth get arrested and disrespect police because it feels like we haven't did anything. I'm just trying to have fun and be a kid.
But in the city, it's hard to be a kid, he says. Adriana Cardona Magigat, WBEC News.